This is Pocket Watching with JT, the call-in financial talk show focused on helping you get your money right. Jason Thornton is a certified financial planner licensed in both tax and investments. Now, this is not personal financial advice. This is JT's real reaction to all your money and business questions. Are you deep in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and looking for a way out? Call Pocket Watching with JT, the financial advisor for the people. Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net. Now, let's go pocket watching.
Hey, Pocket Watchers, welcome to Pocket Watching with JT. Listen, we are this close to 80,000 subscribers. So I just want to say thank you to all of the Pocket Watchers out there, my day one Pocket Watchers, and even the people who just subscribed this day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is a subscriber-driven channel. A lot of the topics that I cover on this channel come from suggestions from you guys. So if there is some video clip that you want me to react to, or there's somebody you want me to look at, it, whatever it is, you can make a comment in this video or my other videos, or you can email me at pocketwatcherjt@gmail.com, or you can tag me in the post that you want me to react to on social media. All right, so thank you. As you make your way into the live stream, hit that like button, share, and if you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and subscribe. So here we go. Let's get right into it. All right, here we go. What are we talking about tonight? All right, here we go. Once again, I did a video probably about a day or so ago, and one particular person wasn't too happy with the video. Honestly, probably everyone that was featured in the video didn't like the video. But one particular person, he really did not like the video. Not at all. Mr. Gary here, he was not a fan of the video. So we have to walk it all the way down to figure out how do we get from me posting the video to where we are right now. All right. So I did this video. So let's take a look at it. I did this video the other day, and this is a reaction video to a story that CoffeeZilla. So big shout out to CoffeeZilla. If you are not subscribed to CoffeeZilla, if you like my content, you absolutely should be subscribed to CoffeeZilla. But I did this video in a way as a reaction video of his content and the research that he did in a huge $500 million Ponzi scheme, all right? And he wasn't too happy about it, right? So shouts out to CoffeeZilla. If you're not subscribed, you need to be subscribed. But apparently, Mr. Gary, he didn't like the video. He didn't like the fact that he was featured in the video. And he wants the video down. Now, some of you may not have seen the video, so I want to show you some of the video so you can get an understanding of the content that I made and maybe why he's not happy with it. All right, so let's take a look at what the video was actually about.
Business model because of my own personal success.
What?
Yes.
What's like some other stuff you invest in?
So I do a lot of things. Once you find success in one thing, you're supposed to evolve and do other things. And so I got my start in multi-level marketing.
So, you know, man, we trying to find the best. We're not trying. We find the best ways to help cats make money on their money.
Right. I've invested in which your hedge fund.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
And it's so crazy. I'm just learning what it is. Yes. Only because when you started talking about it, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But I trusted it only correct. Because I trusted your company and I trusted all the other people that invested on correct. My friends. And it was like a little fear of loss. Like, yo, y'all not gonna get to throw it out.
Right, right.
Man. So
hey, Pocket Watchers. It looks like some of your favorite Black finance influencers got caught up in a $500 million Ponzi scheme. Let's go.
This is Pocket Watching with JT.
My sources are telling me that some of your favorite Black finance influencers were either investors or investors and sponsors, aka recruiters, into a huge Ponzi scheme. Now, before I break down the numbers, let me explain what a Ponzi scheme is. What is a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi is investment fraud, where a person or a group of people who set it up claim to have some kind of special investment strategy that will get you returns better than what the market average returns are. In reality, there is no investment. What happens is the people who run the Ponzi simply live off of most of the money invested, and the rest of the money is passed down from new investors to old investors to give the appearance of an investment return. To make this scam grow even faster, some of the early investors are paid commissions to bring in new investors, new money into the scheme. Ultimately, all Ponzi schemes fail because the operators simply run out of money and they get shut down by the government. Here are the top five Black finance influencers that were sponsors, aka recruiters, in this huge Ponzi scheme based on the information that I got. Now, this is all alleged until we get more information. Number one, Holton Buggs. He allegedly pulled in over $125 million in this Ponzi scheme. Number two, Mike Sims. He allegedly pulled in over $84 million into the Ponzi scheme. Number three, Stormy Wellington. She allegedly pulled in over $26 million into this Ponzi scheme. Number four, Rabu Gary. He allegedly pulled in over $7 million into this Ponzi scheme. And last, number five, Marcus Barney, aka Him500. He allegedly pulled in over $4.5 million into this Ponzi scheme. All right, so there you go. That was the video that I did a couple of days ago. And honestly, I didn't think it was that wild of a video. It was me reacting to information that was already put out by a much bigger platform than mine. But apparently I'm wrong. Apparently that's not the same way that everyone sees it. So let me show you guys what I got in my email the very next day. Here we go. Let's make this a little bigger so we can all see here. All right, so from, and this is the title. The title of the email is from Rabu Gary. That's the title of the email, letting you know what's going on. He says, "Hello, JT. I have BCC'd my legal team on this email, and they will be the next group that you hear from if you do not remove my name," all capital letters, "my name from your video now." Now is in all capital letters. Listen, I've been doing email for a long time. When somebody puts things in capital letters, that means they're not BSing. They are serious. Capital letters is like yelling at a man. All right, so he's letting me know. If you do not remove my name from your video now, I'm going to have to deal with his attorneys. All right, he says that the information that you are spreading is 100% false, and it is defamation of my character. If you are not aware because of social media bullying and false accusations, like the ones in your video, defamation of character cases are on the rise, and they are open and shut cases. Pay attention to this part. Furthermore, this information has caused me anxiety, and I am feeling depressed about it. I also have received inquiries from some of my clients about your video. And if your false information causes me to lose one red potential penny, not only will you be liable for my financial losses, you will be liable for any anxiety or depression that I endure as a direct result of your false information that you have posted on YouTube and other sources. Now, the end of the email is gangster. I'm going to be 100% honest. The end of the email is gangster. This is what he says. He says, if the video is not removed today, we will see you in court. This is not our first rodeo, and we have not lost yet. Rabu Gary. Listen now, listen. I'm gonna be honest. That is a very strongly written email. Serious. Nothing to be played with. You gotta take it serious here now. And I had to think for a second. Now, in the email, he says this is not his first rodeo. And I understand. But you gotta understand too, Mr. Gary, this isn't the Pocket Watch's first rodeo either. See, you're not the first. You're not the second. You are the third person to threaten to sue me based on my content. All right, so this is not my first rodeo either. Earn Your Leisure, they threatened to sue me. Nothing ever happened. They sent me a letter from their attorney, threatened to sue me, told me I had to take the video down. Video is still up to this day. Nothing ever happened. I called their attorney at least 10 times. Never returned my phone call. Not once. All right. Somewhat recently, a man by the name of Billy Carson, aka William Tyrone Carlson, he threatened to sue the Pocket Watcher. And his attorney sent me a letter. I called his attorney at least 20 times. Never returned my phone call. Not once. Never returned my phone call. And nothing has happened. Been months and months. Nothing has happened. In fact, I've made several videos about both of these characters and about their content, not individually, but about their content since then. No problem. So you're number three. But out of respect and out of how strong your email was worded, I don't want to play around, right? So I really thought about what you said at the end of this email, right? I really thought about it. And you said, okay, if the video is not removed today, which was yesterday, so I already passed up your deadline. You said, if the video is not removed today, we will see you in court. This is not our first rodeo. We have not lost yet. So I decided, listen, I'm not going to play around and act as if you're not a big time dude, because I'm sure you're big time, right? You are big time. When I decided to take a look and just kind of browse your online profile, I saw, hey, man, you are 136,000 followers on Instagram. That's big stuff. That's big stuff. I probably have less than 5,000. You're 136, not to be played with. Refer to yourself as the Harriet Tubman of financial freedom. Big time. big, big time. Also, you've been featured on $1 million worth of game. Big time. That's big time. You've also been featured on The Breakfast Club. I mean, do I really have to say more? Clearly, you are a serious individual. Very serious individual. And I do not want to play around with a guy that's been featured on The Breakfast Club, featured on $1 million worth of game. But oh no, not let's not forget this. This brother sits courtside at Lakers games. Laker game. I'm sure it cost like somewhere between $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 to sit courtside at a Lakers game during the LeBron era. Let's be real. You're sitting next to Shannon Sharp. So I mean, look. You're so close at the games, you're helping the referee out, bro. I have never been this close in a game. Sitting so close, you're passing balls back to the referee. You fly around on private jets. There's no way that the pocket watcher could ever stand up toe-to-toe legally with a man who sits courtside at Laker games. He's bumping elbows with Shannon Sharp. He's flying around on private jets. I really don't want to mess with a guy with your resources. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to mess with a guy with your resources. But I did decide, I said, you know what? Let's just look for some of these defamation cases that you won. Because you said, I mean, you've won a lot. In fact, you never lost one, is what I got out of your message. So I said, you know, let me just do a quick search. I'll go into the National Index of Cases and see what pops up. Problem is, I didn't find anything. When I searched for you and defamation, I didn't find anything. Now, let me correct myself. I did find something. It wasn't a defamation case that you won. I didn't find that. What I did find was this bankruptcy. Found this bankruptcy here. No defamation cases that you won, but I was able to locate this bankruptcy. A little interesting to me. So after the fact that I could not find any defamation cases that you won, and I found this bankruptcy, I decided to reply to your email. At this point, I said, you know what? Let me reply to your email. And my reply was pretty simple. As you can see, one sentence, it says, Mr. Gary, inform your legal counsel to address all communications to the following: Pocket Watcher LLC and the official office address of Pocket Watcher LLC. I mean, listen, if I can't find any cases online, if I'm finding bankruptcies, you know what? If you want to play, let's play. You know, if you want to dance, we can dance. Because I'm just interested to see you in action now. You've built yourself up to such a high place now in this email. I said to myself, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes now. I want to remind you that he said very clearly, he says, my legal team will be the next group that you will hear from if you do not remove my name, all capital letters, my name from your video. At the end of the email, he says, if the video is not removed today, which was yesterday, today, we will see you in court. This is not our first rodeo, and we have not lost yet. So with my reply, I said, you know, inform your legal counsel to address all communications to the following: Pocket Watcher LLC and the Pocket Watcher office address. Now, I got a reply, but I didn't get the reply that I was expecting. See, I got a reply, but it was not from his legal team, which was weird to me. I want to be honest here. I assumed that when I replied exactly how his legal team can reach out to me, I naturally assumed that the next time I hear from him, it would be his legal team. It wasn't. It was him again. So I'm rubbing my head. I'm like, hold on. You said in all capital letters, you were very clear on how this process was going to work. If I don't take down the video, next person I'm going to hear from was going to be your legal team. Not your first rodeo, and you never lost. I gave you the information of how your legal team can get at the pocket watcher. But you replied. And while I would love to read to you what his reply was, I can't do that. I can't read to you what his reply was. And the reason why I can't read it to you is because he did not type his reply. He sent me a voice note. So I don't know if his thumbs got tired. I don't know if he was, you know, flying in a private jet, but he didn't type his response. He sent me a voice note. So I can't read you his response, but I can let you hear from his own voice what his response was. Here we go.
Bro, you sure you want to go this route? As I stated in my thing, you don't know me. We've never met. How about doing some research on me before you posted some bogus information that's 100% inaccurate? Like the customers of that group, I lost money with that group. Lost. Not walked away with. I was just a customer just like everybody else. And like, this is corny, fam. Real talk. Like, do some research, you know. Call people who you may know who know me to find out how I roll. I don't get down like this, man. I do everything right.
All right, now I want to play that back because I'm really confused at this point. At this point, it's not making sense to me. Listen to the very first words he says in his reply.
Bro, you sure you want to go this route? As I stated my thing, you don't.
Am I sure? Hold on, what? Mr. Gary, what are you talking about? Am I sure I want to go this route? This is your dance, brother. You started this. You said, take the video down. I'm clearly not taking the video down. I gave you the information of how your legal team can reach out to Pocket Watcher LLC, which is the owner of all the content on this YouTube channel. Now, all of a sudden, you sound like you're confused. I don't know how you're confused. Am I sure I want to go this route? I mean, your email was so tough. Now, all of a sudden, you seem like the one who's worried about the legal process. I don't quite get it. Let me hear that one more time. Maybe I'm mishearing what you say. I don't. Let's hear that one more time.
Bro, you sure you want to go this route? As I stated in my thing, you don't know me. We've never met. How about doing some research on me before you posted some bogus information that's 100% inaccurate? Like, okay, the customers of that group, I lost money with that group. Lost. Not walked away with. I was just a customer just like everybody else.
All right. So, once again, I'm confused. I don't understand his point of view anymore. I thought he was the one that wanted to go to court, and I accepted his invitation to go the legal route. Now, all of a sudden, he's tap dancing around wanting to go to court. So I'm a little confused, but I did take notes and I noticed two main topics in his reply. Number one, he said, I need to do some real research. That was the number one thing that I got out of that. And number two, he said he was just a customer in the Ponzi scheme. You know, he's a victim of the scam. That was the main 2 points that I got out of that. So I said, okay, I think Mr. Gary, and if you're watching this, and I'm sure you probably are watching this, maybe not live, but on the replay, I'm sure you're watching this, or your team is watching it, someone's watching it, and they'll relay the message for you. I think you're under some sort of misunderstanding of the Pocket Watcher. So let me properly introduce myself. Maybe you think that I made that video 100% just based off of watching CoffeeZilla's video. I mean, big shout out to the big homie CoffeeZilla. I absolutely use a lot of the information that he presented in his 3-part series, 100%. This is a reaction channel. This is a financial reaction channel that focuses on financial stories in the Black community. So absolutely, I reacted to a lot of the information that was provided by CoffeeZilla and his work, right? But I did do some research. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. So 100%, yes, CoffeeZilla, big homie CoffeeZilla. He's the one that made this story big. Now, I want you to understand that I am a member of CoffeeZilla's patron group. And I get to see CoffeeZilla's videos earlier than the average person. And after the first video dropped, I wanted to do some research. I wanted to see how this story had an impact on the Black community, because that's what my channel does. I wanted to see if there was a role that was played where the Black community was somehow tied up into this $500 million Ponzi scheme, as CoffeeZilla put it. So I started reaching out to people who claimed that they were victims of this scam. And I would let them know the type of story that I was looking for and the information that I was looking for. And luckily enough, I was able to pull a lot of information from the video that Coffee did. Absolutely. So as you see, you know, I'm pulling info straight from his video. You see Holton Bugs, the number there. Absolutely. Got that from the CoffeeZilla video. You see Mike Sims, his number, same thing. You see Stormy Wellington, same thing, number, pulled it straight from. Even the last two, you got Mr. Gary. This is actually from his video. I was able to pull these numbers from the video. Marcus Barney, pull the numbers from the video right there. What you are unaware of is that CoffeeZilla actually set up a Discord group for this particular investigation. All right, he set up a Discord group. When I was reaching out to people who were online complaining about this Ponzi scheme, I started getting information about the overall scam. One particular person who claims that they're a victim, they invited me into this Discord group. So I'm in there with all of the victims who were helping out CoffeeZilla. I had access to all of the documents that they presented to CoffeeZilla. I made a post inside of the Discord group letting them know, hey, I'm trying to cover this story from the perspective of the Black community. If anyone can help me find out about people who were either investors or sponsors who were Black, let me know, hit me up. And guess what? People reached out to me. People reached out to me and let me know what was going on. Now, I want to be clear, I did personally message CoffeeZilla and let him know what I was doing. And I told him that I would not release my video until after he released his video. Because a lot of the info that I was getting was based on the fact that he was doing this investigation first. So I waited for him to do his video and publish his videos. Then I published my video. Now, here's the good part, right? Here's the part that I want you to understand. Mr. Gary, I didn't just watch Coffee's video. People who claim that they're victims of this scam They gave me direct information. Now, apparently you are a big fan of doing voice notes, not just to me, but you send voice notes to everybody. So you just heard his voice talking to me. Now I want you to hear his voice again, talking to people who claim to be victims. So here's his voice talking to victims.
Effective today, and this wasn't the case in the past, but effective today, they now brought me on as like an employee, so they're gonna pay me. Because we have a great group, we have no issues, you know, and I'm happy to say that we haven't had anybody have their account terminated. So I just got off a call with them, supposed to be off the phone. That's the only phone call I had to take, the only phone call I will be taking, but until Monday afternoon-ish. But just want to give you guys updates to Traders Domain. So the update was, they may not trade every day. You know, sometimes they'll only do one trade. Sometimes they'll do multiple. Just be prepared for that. This is a blessing for us. We're not owed anything. This is a major privilege. So we don't bother customer service at all. There have been people who had their accounts canceled for sending bad emails to customer support, as if like they were entitled to have this program. None of us are entitled to have this program at all. If it's shut off right now, we're blessed more than we've ever been blessed before, some of us in some money deals. And so just wanted to give that out. This is a long call. It was much more detailed. I just took out the meat and potatoes. There's a lot more in this call, but I just took out what applies to us. And so listen to this message again if you have to listen to this message. But very important, anyone who has a sub account, anybody who has a sub account other than your account, it will be terminated and your account will be closed also. That was one of the biggest things that they got from this, because when they closed things out, they closed it out because they were trying to manage things and audits and so on and so forth. But then other people in other groups were opening up sub accounts and letting other people fund the sub accounts. So anybody has any sub accounts, they will be closed and your account will be terminated. If you opened up a sub account on accident and it's funded and you're not sure, reach out to me ASAP. Lastly, remember I just had one person change their password because of some issue. Please don't change your password. But if you have to change your password, make sure you send me a screenshot of the login and the password, and I can get over to Traders Domain. All right, guys, love y'all a whole bunch. Y'all enjoy your day.
All right, so now I'm confused again, because in your voice note to me, you said that you were just a customer. You were a victim of the scam. Okay. All right, let's I just want to hear that first part, because it sounded like you said you were an employee. You were getting paid by the government. I could be wrong. Let's listen to that one more time.
Effective today, and this wasn't the case in the past, but effective today, they now brought me on as like an employee, so they're going to pay me. Because we have a great group, we have no issues, you know, and I'm happy to say that we haven't had anybody have their account terminated. So I just got off a call with them, supposed to be off the phone. That's the only phone call I had to take, the only phone call I will be taking, but until Monday afternoon-ish.
Okay. All right. Now listen, I'm not some sort of big city attorney. You know, I'm just a small town financial advisor. But to me, that sounds a little incriminating. Now, once again, I don't know. Maybe that's not your voice, right? I don't know. Like I said, everything's alleged. It's alleged. But when I listen to the direct voicemail that you send me, and I listen to the voicemail that the person who claims to be a victim of the scam sent, they sound very similar to me. It sounds similar to me. Now, I have more of your voice notes. You love sending voice notes. I have much more of your voice notes, but I also have screenshots, right? Because you had a Facebook group. This is how you were communicating to some of the people in your group. You had a Facebook group, and you also did direct messages. You're texting people. Allegedly, this is what the so-called victims are saying. You were texting people. So let's take a look at one of these messages that they say was sent by you. All right, says, one more thing. I don't know, as I don't think this is unreasonable to ask. Okay, so apparently you have a request for this person or this group. It says, please do not mention TD, which is Traders Domain. Please do not mention Traders Domain to anyone, even if you are referring a person. Just let them know that you are a part of UIGI, which is your group. That's your group, I believe. That's the initials of your actual organization that you run. Okay. That you let them know that you are a part of UIGI or Big Money Group or whatever you want to say. Just tell them anything. Tell them anything. Whatever you want to say. Tell them anything. Just don't mention Traders Domain. That seems odd. That seems odd. Says, once they get set up, please explain the importance of them keep this platform under the radar. Under the radar? Listen, I've been a financial advisor for almost 15 years now. And anytime you tell a client or someone that they have to keep something under the radar, the CFP board would say that seems to be unethical. Just letting you know, right? The Certified Financial Planner Board would absolutely, in my opinion, classify this communication as unethical. Okay. It says, I am not asking you to lie. No. Mr. Gary, of course you're not asking them to lie. You're saying, I am just asking you to take responsibility and help me protect our trader domain opportunity. Thanks. All right. Okay. All right. Looks kind of bad. I'm sorry, Mr. Gary. It looks kind of bad to me. Now, once again, I'm not an attorney. I'm a small town certified financial planner. I've been dealing with financial issues for a majority of my life. Doesn't look good. Now, I want to explain to you, because you said you've been through a lot of defamation cases. I didn't see any, so I'm going to act as if you've never been a part of a real defamation case. So let me explain something to you. As a part of the media, I am allowed to report on public information that is out there. So for me to react to a video from CoffeeZilla, and for me to react to accusations by people who claim to be victims of the scam that you were a part of, and throughout the entire video, I said that these things are alleged and we don't have all the information, that's not a very strong defamation case for you. If I was you, I would save my money and not pay an attorney to send me a letter that they're not going to respond to anyway. Like, I keep cease and desist letters on the wall as trophies. Got one from Earn Your Leisure. Got one from Billy Carson, AKA William Tyrone Carlson. Now I have a letter and email from you. So I just collect these things. They don't mean anything because you never actually do anything. And the reason why I believe you guys never do anything is because you know I'm well within my right with this channel, being a part of the media, being a reaction channel, that you really aren't going to win a defamation case with me. I think you know that. So this is another official response to your email. I'm sure you're watching it, if not live, by the replay. If you want to clear up any misunderstandings that I have, because listen, I read your email. You said you're having anxiety right now. You said that you are depressed. I do not want to be the cause of your anxiety. I do not want to be the cause of your depression. So I'm offering you an opportunity to tell your side of the story, present documentation that shows that this is just allegations. There's no truth to it. I'm open for it. But don't try to suppress the press. Don't try to keep me in a box and I'm unable to report on a story that was already published by a YouTuber with nearly 3 million subs. Here's my question. Did you go to CoffeeZilla with this smoke? Or did you just come to the little pocket watcher? Is it because my audience is an audience of people who are more likely to be your clients? And CoffeeZilla's audience is most likely not the audience that you would go after? See, I don't know. I'm just asking questions. I'm asking questions like, when you got interviewed by $1 million worth of game, was that a real interview or did you pay to get on a podcast? I don't know. Was it podcast payola? I don't know. I ask questions and I'm giving you an opportunity to answer. All right. So let me quickly give a shout out to everybody who gave a super chat. This is a special episode, bonus episode for the week. So shout out to Nathan in the building, says, I'm a penny pincher, but the pettiness has compelled me to. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. They call me Petty Murphy. I'm Petty Murphy. Clarence, big shout out to Clarence. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Says he lost money like Stormy Wellington, Blackapita. All right. Maybe he did lose money. I don't know. Was he simply an investor or was he an employee? Like the voice note said, he was an employee and he was getting paid. I don't know. I don't know all the facts. I just report on the allegations and I give my reactions. Sharon, thank you so much. I appreciate it. S. Wright in the building, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So the ball is now in your court, Mr. Gary. You have my information. If you want to give it to your attorneys, you can do that. If you want to reach out to me again for the third time directly, you're open to do that. You can reach out to me and you can come on the show and you can explain your point of view. All right, I'm that guy. I'm going to give you that opportunity. And once again, for all of you who stayed to the end of the video, I have a special treat for y'all. Normally, I just do one show a week. Sometimes I do two shows a week, like this week. But this is a special week, apparently, because now we are actually going to do 3 shows this week. Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to have this gentleman, Dr. Abraham. Dr. Abraham is going to come on my show, and we're going to have a conversation. Now, Dr. Abraham is a person who has been accused of running what's referred to as a diploma mill. He has his own Christian university, and many people say that he has handed out PhDs to some of your favorite fake gurus. And we're going to have a conversation about, is it really legit to give these people PhDs who haven't really went to school and hasn't studied, and you really don't have an accredited university that actually gives real disease? We're going to talk about all that. There's a lot of questions going around with this brother and his so-called diploma mill that's pumping out PhDs for everybody like Tic Tacs. Allegedly, we'll see. We'll get to the real answer. We're going to have a conversation this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Big shout out to Nathan Nurse in the building. Thank you so much. It says, when will these scam bammers learn that JT always shows up to a knife fight with a smoking gun? Look, I don't know, man. I try to do my research. I try to stay on point. I don't want to outstep what I can do. But yeah, I try to do my research. That's all. I try to do my research. And my brother, K Business Podcast. Business Talk with K. Business Talk with K is in the building. Says, they all should know by now. JT loves smoke like a fat kid loves cake. Keep doing your thing, bro. Listen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. The Pocket Watcher is out. Hopefully you guys come back Sunday night. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a conversation with this gentleman, and we'll see what's going on with his with his university. But you guys have a great night. Be safe. Pocket Watcher is out.
Double check that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not crying, are you? Let's tighten that. And...
Ooh.
Wait, what was that?
What? That? No, don't worry about that. Here we go.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you qualified to do this?
What?
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question?
Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes. I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net.